Hello and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Well, I was lucky to go 2-4 last night. It was not a good card. I drove my wife crazy yelling, "Shoot the ball, Josh." Yeah, just four shots. Can't cash too many overs when your guy shoots the ball only four times for the game. Let's recap the losing card for Wednesday. My absolute best bet loses again. Yeah, I've gone ice cold with those of late. I had Jaren Jackson under the 23.5 points. He scores 33 against the T-Wolves. Come on, T-Wolves, you won the game, but you got to play a little better D when I have a prop bet to the under. I had Andrew Nembhard under the 10.5. That one got dicey, but I cash it. He finishes with 8, and I get the ticket home. I lose on Nikola Vucevic under the 18.5 points. He scores 24 to beat me. My overs go 1-2. I lose on Reggie Jackson over the 7.5 points. He scored 5, I think, in the first quarter. Didn't get another point in the game, and I lose the ticket on just 6 shots. I get really lucky on Max Strus over the 10.5. He scores 11. He got those extra points for me, though, in double overtime. Regulation, I lost. First overtime, I lost. But in the second overtime, I get the ticket home and I cash the over. And then I lose on Josh Green over the 8.5 points. He finishes with 5. And once again, he took only 4 shots for the game. Oh, frustrating. But 2-4 day, we'll try to shake it off and get back on the winning track here today with the card. I'm going to shake it off up at the top of the card, though. I always pick an under as my absolute best bet, but like I said, I've been a little cold on those best bets of late, so I'm switching to an over today. I'm going to go Josh Giddey of the Oklahoma City Thunder over the 9.5 points at San Antonio, heavily weighted here at a minus 130. So the Spurs ranked 21st defending the position, 26th in points allowed, and 28th defending the three. It's a big part of this handicap, of course. Giddey is averaging 11.4 points per game, 10.6 points per game in the month of February. 2 games against the Spurs this season. Game number one, 25 minutes, 7 of 11 shooting, 18 points. I'll take that. Game number two, 22 minutes, 6 of 13 shooting, 12 points. I'll take that. He's gone over in 4 of 5 games. I like the numbers. Let's hope it cashes. I'm on Josh Giddey of the Thunder over 9.5 points at the minus 130. Next up on the card here, it's Brandon Podzinski of the Golden State Warriors under the 10.5 points at the New York Knicks at the minus 125. So the Knicks rank fourth defending the position. They give up the fourth fewest points in the NBA, and they rank number one defending the glass. Podzinski is averaging 9.8 points per game, 11.5 points per game in February, 10.7 points per game as a starter. He's actually gone under in 2 straight after scoring in double digits in 6 consecutive games. Not sure if this rotation will give him enough looks to hit the over without above average shooting, so I'll take my chances with the under tonight. Give me Brandon. I can't pronounce the last name. Podzaminski of the Golden State Warriors under the 10.5 points at the minus 125. Next up on the card, it's an interesting one. It's Colin Sexton of the Utah Jazz under 17.5 points at Orlando at a plus 124. So the Magic ranked third defending the position. They give up the sixth fewest points, and they ranked ninth defending the three. Sexton is averaging 17.8 points per game of the season, but he has averaged 20 or more points in each of the last 3 months on increased attempts. So once again, he's averaging over 20 points per game in January, February, and December, I guess it is. 1 game against Orlando this season, only 17 minutes, 3 of 8 shooting, 10 points. Limited usage, so toss that one out. But I was attracted to this one because you don't see too many plus 124 numbers in the prop bet market. Several books have the over priced at minus 108 at an 18.5. No arbitrage yet, but this is one to watch. You never know where the numbers are going to go. I'm going to roll the dice on the under, though, given the plus money. Give me Colin Sexton of the Jazz under the 17.5 points at the plus 124. Next up on the card, it's Jalen Brunson of the New York Knicks under the 30.5 points against the Golden State Warriors at the minus 110. So the Warriors rank 7th defending the position. They rank 8th against the 3, 10th in field goal percentage allowed. Brunson is still listed as questionable. He may or may not go. He scratched the night my winning streak ended. I felt like I have unfinished business from that night. I had the under, and I have it again this time around. 27.7 points per game of the season, 32.4 points per game in February, on 4+ more attempts per game. I'm hoping maybe a little lighter workload tonight. If he does go, yeah, so let's do it. Jalen Brunson of the Knicks under the 30.5 points at the minus 110.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Next up on the card, we go to the overs, and I lead off with Nick Claxton of the Brooklyn Nets, over 11.5 points against Atlanta at the minus 125. So the Hawks ranked 28th defending the position. They ranked 29th in points allowed, 28th in field goal percentage allowed. Only strength, they protect the offensive glass. Claxton is averaging 12 points per game on the season, only 10.5 points per game in January, with decreased minutes and attempts. Two games against the Hawks this season. Game number one, 37 minutes, 10 of 15 shooting, 22 points. I'll take that. Game number two, 28 minutes, 1 of 5 shooting, 4 points. I do not want to see that. So two games, two completely different games for him. Claxton has gone under this number in 5 of 6, so that does concern me. But you know, I like bounce back spots. Double-digit attempts is likely what we will need tonight after below-average touches. I expect much more tonight given the expected pace of play. So let's go over on Nick Claxton of the Nets over the 11.5 points at the minus 125. Next up on the card, it's Jalen Suggs of the Orlando Magic over the 10.5 points against Utah at the minus 130. So the Jazz ranked 28th defending the position. They give up the 25th most points, and they ranked 29th defending the three. Suggs is averaging 12.2 points per game, 11.8 points per game in the month of February. One game against the Jazz this year, it was underwhelming. 21 minutes, just 1 of 7 shooting, scoring 6 points. Suggs went under on Tuesday against Brooklyn, shooting 3 of 5 over 16 minutes. That was well below his normal minutes and well below his normal attempts. I like bounce back spots like this. Prior to that game, Suggs had gone over in 5 of 6. So let's do it again tonight. I'll take Jalen Suggs of the Magic over 10.5 points against Utah at the minus 130. And the final prop on the card for me is Damian Lillard of the Milwaukee Bucks over 23.5 points at Charlotte at the minus 105. So the Hornets ranked 22nd defending the position. They ranked 26th defending the three, ranked 27th in field goal percentage allowed. Lillard is averaging 24.5 points per game, 21.6 points per game of the month of February. He's gone under this number in 4 of 7 games. Three games against Charlotte this year. Game number one, 31 minutes, 9 of 18 shooting, 27 points. Game number two, 29 minutes, same, 9 of 18 shooting. This time around, he scored 26 points. On Tuesday, it was the third game this year against the Hornets. He played 25 minutes, 8 of 14 shooting, scored 23 points. So low minutes and shot volume on Tuesday, but it was a blowout game, so they didn't need him in the fourth quarter. I would expect more playing time tonight, so let's go over again. I'm on Damian Lillard of the Bucks over the 23.5 points at the minus 105. So let's recap my prop card for a Thursday. Can I have a winning day? Well, we'll find out. My absolute best bet, shaking it up a little bit today, it's an over on Josh Giddey of the Thunder, over 9.5 points at the minus 130. My unders, Brandon Podziemski of the Warriors, love to pronounce that name, under the 10.5 points at the minus 125. Colin Sexton of the Jazz, under 17.5 points, big time plus money here at a plus 124. Jalen Brunson of the Knicks, under 30.5 points at the minus 110. My overs, I'm on Nick Claxton of the Nets, over 11.5 points at the minus 125. I'm on Jalen Suggs of the Magic, over 10.5 points at the minus 130. And I'm on Damian Lillard of the Bucks, over 23.5 points at the minus 105. So that's my prop card for a Thursday. Enjoy the games, and as always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money, have fun, and let's cast some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.